Just remain standing, if you will. Turn in your Bible to Ephesians chapter number 6. Ephesians chapter number 6. Appreciate the songs. Amen. This morning, all the songs. That one, Jesus Can Help Me, Jesus Alone. There's a lot of, you think of the different angles of that. He's the only one that can help us. He's all that we need to help us. He can help us alone. Amen. Amen. And he's what we need. He's exactly what we need in our time of trouble. And I'm glad we can tell him. Amen. And matter of fact, we need to get to that point, as the songwriter did, that we say, not only I can tell him, I should tell him, I must. Amen. I must tell him my troubles. That's where we need to get. Amen. Amen. Well, it's amazing to me how that the Lord does seem to put things together. Wednesday night, I preached on prayer. Joshua taught this morning on prayer, songs about prayer. And I'm going to preach in Ephesians chapter 6 about the battle we're in, the struggles we're in, the only hope we have. Look at verse number 10. That one verse is what I'm going to read from this morning and preach from this one verse. Just a short, simple thought, but I hope will bring glory to the Lord. The Bible says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I want to preach this morning on this thought, the saint's strength. The saint's strength. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Brother Hall, would you lead us in prayer, please?
Our Father, we want to thank you this morning for the Lord Jesus.
Yes.
Truly,
thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
Yes. Amen. Amen. Thank you for standing. You can be seated. And I do appreciate that prayer. Amen. By the way, I failed to mention a couple of prayer requests I should have mentioned earlier. There's a gentleman over at the nursing home Hillside, the second one we sing in on the Saturday that we go. He calls in sometimes in the morning program and requests songs, and he's in a wheelchair now. He's getting ready to have a hip replacement. He's talked to Brother Kuhn about possibly coming. Brother Kuhn talked to him about coming by and picking him up and bringing him to church. He'd like to visit with us sometime, but he's going to have a hip surgery next week, and so he's asked us to put him on the prayer list and pray for him about that. He'll have that hip replacement, and the Lord will help him. So pray for him. And then also a pastor that I preach for quite often in Virginia, Brother Richard Owen, his wife found out this past week that she's got pelvic cancer, and they're pretty upset concerning that. Pray for them. I'm sure they would love to know that God's people praying for them in this time. Well, the text that I read to you, Paul is getting ready to move into, we know he's, this verse initiates the discourse about the armor of God and the battle. We say the spiritual battlefield. So let's read some of these verses together, and I'll come back to verse 10. But verse number 11 says, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Our enemies are not human enemies. Our enemies are not even this world, worldly enemies, you might say. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Amen. There's real danger in the world we're living. Real spiritual danger. I believe, and you can take this for what it's worth, I really believe that demon possession is a reality. Matter of fact, I believe it's probably more prominent than we'd like to think it is. There is a real danger in our world of evil. I know we just came through what they call the holiday. It's a secular, it's a pagan holiday that they celebrate Halloween. We're not to be afraid of pumpkins. I like to eat pumpkins. I'm not afraid of them. They need to be afraid of me. Amen. We don't need to be afraid, you know, of some of the witches and vampires and werewolves and, you know, all the different, but there's a reality in our Bible about evil, a reality about witchcraft, amen, a reality about those spiritual wickedness. And matter of fact, I say we don't need to be afraid of it, and we don't need to glory in it either. Amen. I don't think we ought to be afraid and scared that there's a devil under every rock, but we need to remember there's devils in our world. There is a real devil, and there's real evil in the world we're living in. Amen. And you say, well, I don't know if there's real devils out there. You just look at the perversion that's rampant across our land and how it just seems to have taken over in the world we're living in. Amen. And what causes that? It's demons. It's devils. It's demonic work. And he talks about it. We're living in that day that we'd better suit up. We're living in that day we'd better stand up. We're living in that day we'd better strengthen up if we're going to stand against this evil. Amen. But I notice this verse number 10, initiates this talk about this demonic battle, or this spiritual battle that we're going to be engaged in. But this verse follows after some other verses that I believe tie in with it. Now, let me just, I want to look at this verse, not only how it relates to the verses that follow it, but I want to look at it also how it relates to the verses preceding this particular verse, because it's in here in the right order, I believe. Now, I'm sure we'll all agree that we need God's strength to enable us to fight against the enemy, spiritual enemies of our day. Amen. The spiritual enemies assail us. The song that Sister Stephanie sang, the verse I had her mention, talked about when I'm tempted. We're free from the power of sin, but we're not free from temptation. Amen. The devil loved to tempt God's people. Amen. The world loves to tempt God's people. It's amazing to me that how flawny and flirty the world is. Amen. Even with God's people that have been set free from those things. Amen. But when I think that song said it, the song that we just sang that Brother Philip led us in, that I must tell Jesus, the world, evil allures us. The world tries its best to hook its hooks in us and drag us down. We are assailed. We are assaulted by the world in which we live. Amen. But I also want to point out the fact that we need God's strength to enable us to feel the spiritual role or the spiritual duty where God has placed us. We just look back in the verses preceding this, and I'm not going to read down through them all, but he just went in chapter number 5, ending up talking about the duties of husbands and wives, the duties of parents and children, the duties of a boss and an employee. He deals with masters and slave is how that he uses that, or servant. I understand we don't use that phrase anymore, but it's still the truth. It's still the way that it is laid out there. But these roles that we find ourselves in, we don't just find ourselves in one of these roles once in a while. We're always in the role of a husband or a wife, or a child or a parent, or a boss or an employee. We're always in that role. In other words, we're always on the battlefield, whether we know it or not. We're always in need of the strength of the Lord, whether we recognize it or not. There's always demands placed upon us. There's always requirements that come in whatever job, whether you're in a great place of authority or you're down on the bottom rung, there's still some responsibilities and some requirements that come with that lower place. Amen. I read where one man said this. He said, even in the army, the generals rely upon his lower soldiers to make the general great. But he said in the Christian army, every soldier relies on its general to give them the strength they need. Amen. He's not relying on us. We're relying on him. Amen. Amen. So I want to think about that, that these things that we're facing day by day, we've got to be spirit-filled. We've got to be spirit-led. That's what he dealt with in chapter number 5, preceding the duties of husbands and wives. He talked about be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be ye filled with the Spirit of God. Amen. Being filled with God's Spirit, that's how we have to walk in this. And can I say to you that it is impossible to fulfill our tasks in our own strength. It is impossible to fulfill these duties the way God wants us to in our own strength. Therefore, we must have the strength of God. We must have the power of His might, the power of the Lord, if we're going to fulfill these roles. Now, allow me to give you 2 points. That's all I have this morning. 2 points and 2 thoughts real quickly. Number one, I want to notice the requirement recognized. The requirement recognized. We got to recognize that we require the strength of the Lord. I said it about that song. Not I should tell Jesus, I could tell Jesus, but I must tell Jesus my troubles. There is a requirement that we recognize we need God's help. Amen. We're not able in ourselves for the task that is before us. Brother Steve taught in Sunday school last month and he ended up there and dealing with Elijah in the cave. That angel said, the journey is too great for thee. And I tell you, your journey is too great for you. My journey is too great for me. Amen. We need the Lord to show up every now and then and give us a cake baking on the fire. Amen. A cruise of water. We need Him to give us rest and give us another cake and another cruise of water and more strength day by day. In other words, we need grace. We need grace today. We'll need grace tomorrow and we'll need more grace on down the road. Amen. If we're going to win this race, amen. I realize we're already on the winning side, but I'm saying if we're going to fulfill the course that God's given us to run, we're going to need His strength. Amen. Now, when we look at this verse, verse number 10, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. It obviously states that the battle is too hard for you and I. The battle is too hard for us to face alone in our own power. We must have the power of His might if we're going to stand. Amen. Amen. We must have the power of His might. We fool ourselves. Now listen to me. We fool ourselves when we imagine that we have strength enough within our own selves to face these obstacles that are before us. We're fooling ourselves. Amen. We're fooling ourselves. Only our Lord has that power. Matter of fact, He told us plainly in John chapter number 15, and you don't have to turn there, I'll turn there and read it. I'm sure it's familiar to you. But John chapter number 15 and verse number 4 and verse number 5, He said this. He said, abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. He said, there's no way that the vine can bear fruit of its own, or the branch can bear fruit of its own, if it's not tied into the vine. Amen. There's got to be a tied into there. There's got to be abiding in there. All right, verse number 5. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. Look at this phrase. For without me, ye can do nothing. Amen. Contrast that to what Paul said in the Philippians. I can do all things. How can I? Through Christ. Amen. Through Christ, which strengthens me. But we'll have to say this. I can do nothing in my own ability, in my own power, and in my own strength. I'm just simply saying, and you know it to be true, but we need to be reminded that the enemy is too great for us. We dare not face him alone. Amen. When we walk out on this battlefield of life, we dare not go without our general, our king, our Lord, and our Savior. Amen. We dare not face life alone. Amen. We have no chance of surviving, let alone coming out victorious, if we don't walk in the power of His might. Now, it's something to me that some people, it seems to me like a lot of people, imagine the devil as if he's some kind of little puppy dog. And I've seen puppy dogs I thought had a devil. But the devil's not a little puppy dog. The devil's not some kind of little cute creature that'll wag its tail and be nice to you if you're nice to him. No. The devil's not some wet poodle with his tail tucked between his legs. The devil's more like a roaring lion, the Bible said. Amen. The devil is a ferocious enemy. Amen. I do know our enemy has been defeated by Christ on the cross of Calvary. He's defeated by the blood of the Lamb. Amen. I recognize that. But the devil's not surrendered yet. The devil's not admitted defeat yet. And the devil's still fighting, and the devil's still battling, and the devil's still roaring. Amen. You know what Peter said in 1 Peter chapter number 5, verse number 8? Be sober, be vigilant, for your adversary, the devil, walketh about seeking whom he, as a roaring lion, he said, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Amen. He's still acting like a roaring lion. Then I thought about this. When Satan's not approaching as a roaring lion, he's slithering around, looking for a way that he can deceive us and sink his fangs into us and pump as much venom as he can into our bloodstream. Amen. The devil as a serpent. The Bible said in 2 Corinthians 11:3, Paul said, but I fear lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. Paul said, I'm afraid, even though you're saved, I'm afraid the devil will deceive you and sink his fangs into you. Amen. He said, I'm afraid the devil will deceive you by his subtlety. He'll enter into your mind and cause you harm. Revelation chapter number 12, verse number 9. The Bible says, and the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Amen. The devil's roaring across our world today. The devil's not bound and in a pit today. The devil's not chained. Somebody said, if he is, it's a mighty long chain. Amen. Seems like he gets out and does a lot of damage in the day we're living in. I recognize God's in control. I'm not belittling that. But I'm telling you, you fool yourself when you think the devil's not a real enemy. You fool yourself when you think I can handle him. You make some foolish statement like, yeah, just let the devil try me. I'll show him who's boss. Yeah. Peter felt almost like that, you know. Peter said, Lord, they may all forsake you, but not me. I'll stand if nobody don't stand. Jesus said, you only make it through the night, Peter. Before the cock crows twice, thou shalt deny me thrice. Amen. He said, you're going to deny me and deny me and deny me again before daylight. And he did. He said, Satan hath desired to have you that he might sift you as wheat. I'm telling you, the devil is sifting saints today, this day we're living in. The devil's sifting saints. He's doing his best to destroy us. I'll say this, the devil has not laid down his weapons. He's not declared or surrendered in this battle yet. Amen. Amen. He's still occupying the field. He's still mounting his attacks. He's still circling his wagons. He's still bringing forth his battalion. He's still fighting us every day. And by the way, we see it every day, somewhere or another. We hear news and different things. We hear about marriages breaking up. Who causes that? The devil does. The stinking devil does. Amen. We hear about children getting rebellious against their God-given authorities. Whether it be their school teacher, their mom and dad, police officers. Amen. Hear about children getting rebellious against the God-given authorities. Who causes that? The devil. Oh, you say, well, that's just them going through the terrible teens. No, it's not the terrible teens. It's the devil involved in that. Now, I realize their flesh is bad enough. Amen. Some people, their flesh is so combustible that all they need is just the devil to give them a spark, buddy, and they're ready to blow up, flame out for the devil. And there's some of them, they even use that phrase, they're flaming out there. Who causes that? The devil does. The devil does. You hear about people tampering with drugs and drink and pornography. You find out somebody that you knew, somebody that you thought was strong, no, they've given in to some weakness or some outside influence or some wrongful activity. They've given in. What causes that? The devil does. We hear about ministries being compromised. We hear about churches shutting their doors or dropping their standards, changing their music, changing the version of the Bible, on and on and on and on and on. In other words, we hear about people, sometimes people that we thought were strong in their faith, falling under the assault of the devil. What happened? Somewhere or another, somebody fell into the trap of sin. Somewhere or another, somebody failed to stand in the power of his might. Amen. Sometimes, now I say this, we preach it and we talk about how bad it is. You get to thinking about it and you'll say, oh Lord, this is gloom and despair. And we'll get almost to that point that we'll just almost despair, thinking, who can survive? Look like the devil's won. It looks like the devil, you know, is winning this battle. We say, you know, the way is just too hard for me. Can I say to you, that is the truth. The way is too hard for you alone. The way is too hard for you alone. That's why Paul didn't say stand and do your best and just keep on standing and keep on doing your best. No, he said you can stand, but the only way you can stand is in His might. Amen. Amen. Finally, my brethren, be strong. How you be strong? In the Lord. And in the power of His might. Amen. Amen. I say to you, and I want to tell you, that not only do we not have the strength to face the enemy, we can't even face the duties of our daily life and do it successfully in the will of God without the power of Christ helping us. I really believe we ought to pray every day for the strength of God. Amen. So the Bible talks about sufficient for the day is the evil thereof, or sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. That's why we need to pray for sufficient grace every day. I do believe God's grace is sufficient. I believe God's grace is available, but a lot of times we don't tap into God's grace. Amen. A lot of times we don't assess God's grace because we're not walking in the will of God. We're not praying. We're not reading our Bible. Whatever. I believe we need to pray every day for God's guidance. Amen. I believe we ought to read our Bible every day to get strength from God and direction from the Lord. Amen. Talk to Him every day in prayer and let Him talk to you every day in Bible reading. Amen. You say, preachers, I hear that all the time. Yeah, and the problem is we don't do it. It's so easy to let something slip. And there's such a high price to pay when we fall. We fail to stand. Husbands can't be the type of husband they ought to be without God's help. Wives can't be the right wife God wants them to be without God's help. Amen. Parents can't be the best leader of their children that they ought to be without the help of God. Children cannot honor and obey their parents properly without the help of God. I could just go on and on and on. Employers cannot be the kind of boss man they ought to be without the help of God. Employees can't be the right kind of servant without the help of God. Pastors can't be the right kind of pastor without the help of God. Church members can't be the right kind of church member without the help of God. I'm saying we got to recognize the requirement is that we can't make it alone. Amen. Sadly, we see people all around us, perhaps some sitting in our listening area today, they sally forth every day into the battlefield without their armor, without any directions. They haven't took time to put on their spiritual armor. They've not prayed and talked to God. They've not read their Bible, let God talk to them. They don't have their orders. They're just sallying out onto the battlefield. You know what they are? They're an open target. Amen. It's as if they got a big bullseye painted on their chest or on their back. Amen. They're in a dangerous place. They're in a dangerous mode and they don't even recognize it. They're facing life's obstacles and life's pitfalls without standing in the power of His might. Amen. They may trust in the arm of their flesh. But like the songwriter said, the arm of flesh will fail you. You dare not trust your own. Amen. When you think you're strong, you're weak. Amen. Amen. I ask this about me and you. We're on the battlefield. There's a song, I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. Well, we're on the battlefield. Is our weapons loaded? We're on the battlefield. Is our armor on? We're on the battlefield. Is there any chance that we're going to stand? Because if we're alone, there's no chance we're going to stand. We got to stand in His strength. Have we suited up our armor? Amen. Are you walking in the Spirit of God, prayed up, filling your heart and mind with the Word of God? Amen. Do you have those smooth stones in your shepherd's bag that you're going to need to face the giant on the battlefield? Or are you out there, the giant's on the battlefield, but you don't have a sword, and you don't have any armor, and you don't even have five smooth stones in your pouch? What are you saying, preacher? I'm saying we got to recognize how important it is that we get in that Bible. And we get some stones that we can sling at the devil. We get some promises of God that we can sling at the devil. Amen. That we have our sword out and ready to face the devil and lob his head off every now and then. Amen. That giant on the battlefield. Amen. Well, the text in our sermon is here. It's to cause us to realize our weakness. It's to cause us to recognize that we can't trust in our own power. But it is not to cause us to despair or to give up and say, what's the use? We do have a resource available. Amen. And can I say, what a resource we have available for this battle. Amen. Look at the text again, chapter number 6 and verse number 10 of Ephesians. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Many of the commentaries that I read said that that could have been translated, and in His mighty power. It wouldn't hurt the scripture, would it? Stand in the Lord, in the strength of the Lord, and in His mighty power. Let me remind you that our God is the Almighty God. Amen. Our God's not just one of the strongest gods. Our God's the only God, and He is Almighty. Amen. Amen. If we go out on that battlefield alone, we have no chance of survival. We have no chance of victory. But if we go out on that battlefield with God, we have no chance of failure. We have no chance of defeat. Amen. If we're standing in His strength, if we're standing in the power of His might, the devil can holler boo all he wants to holler. He's just a figment, amen, out there. He has no power of his own. Amen. Amen. He doesn't really have any ability that God doesn't allow him to have. But God will let him just steamroll right over you if you're not praying and trusting God. I really believe one of the reasons is so you'll learn to pray and trust God. I mean, after you get wiped out a time or two, amen, you'll say, I'm going to have to change something. I'm going to have to do something. I've got to realize my power is not enough. I'm going to have to turn to some help. Amen. Amen. Well, I say this, we are weak, but He is strong. Amen. You remember that little song, Jesus loves me, this I know? Amen. We are weak, but He is strong. Amen. He has the power. God has the strength, and God has the power to defeat Satan. Amen. His strength and His power is available to the saints who pray. His strength and His power is available to the saints that get in their Bible and stand on the promises of God. Amen. We need to seek God that we can stand against the devil. When Satan roars, remind him of God's strength. Remind him that God is still on the throne. Amen. Remind him that God is still on the throne. Remind him, you talked to the Lord this morning and you know that everything's all right. Amen. It's all right in my Father's house and it'll be all right with me. Amen. If you're trusting in the Lord and standing in the power of His might, remind the devil that God is on your side. And He will assist you in the battle if you'll trust Him. You say, you got scripture for that? I could give you a lot of scripture. But let me go back to that, just that story about David and Goliath. I used that thought about the five smooth stones in the shepherd's pouch. When Goliath railed on David, he cursed David by his gods. David didn't say, oh my goodness, what am I going to do? The gods of the Philistines is with that big giant. David wasn't afraid of that big giant nor his big mouth. And he wasn't afraid of the giant's gods. Now why? Was that because David was some kind of a big strapping hero? No, David was a little lad of a boy. Was it because David had atomic-powered rocks in his pocket? No, he just had five smooth stones. Amen. I used to preach a message a lot when I'd go out and represent the printing ministry, and I'd preach on that story about David, and I'd say this. I'd say, God don't need great big things to do great big things. God can take little bitty things. God can take common individuals and do mighty things by His amazing power. Amen. But why wasn't David afraid of Goliath? Because David had talked to the Lord. When Goliath railed on David, and when Goliath cursed David by his gods, David said, listen, this battle is not mine. Amen. He said, this battle is the Lord's. And he said, I'm here in the name. He said, you come to me with a short sword and a spear. He said, or shield and a spear. One of those. Anyway, he said, but I come to you in the name of the Lord. Amen. The God of Israel. And he said, I'm going to let the whole world know that the God of Israel still lives. Amen. The battle is his. David wasn't standing in his strength. David wasn't trusting in his sling. David wasn't trusting in his aim. He was trusting in his God. Amen. Can I tell you, when troubles come, Dad, you don't have to trust in your amazing intellect. You can trust in the power of God to make the right decisions. Amen. Pray. Seek God's face. Get in your Bible and trust God that His power is sufficient to overcome the devil. Amen. I could go on and on and on about a lot of that. But I say, when you face your daily duties, whatever they are, whether it's husband or wife or parent or child, employer, employee, pastor, or church member, know assuredly that God has the power, and He can give you the power that'll cause us to stand against the wiles of the devil. He can give us the power to stand. He will assist us in our battles, and we can stand in the power of His might. It is all power. It is almighty power. Amen. One of Satan's ploys is to tempt us to doubt God's power. Oh yeah, God fed those children of Israel for 40 years in the wilderness, but He can't feed you for one meal. Yeah, them promises in the Bible, those was in there in the Bible days, but where's God's power now? That's what the devil will say. He'll tempt us to doubt the power of God. Here's what Paul's saying. Paul said, when you face the devil, don't let him cause you to doubt God's power. You remind the devil that your God has all power. Amen. Remind yourself, and remind the devil whose you are and who you serve. Amen. 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 Remind him there is a God in heaven that has all power. And there's no doubt He cares for us. Amen. Remind the devil God knows, God cares, and God has all power. Amen. I like what Brother Larry Raines, I've heard him say it this way a number of times. He said, when troubles come, he said, don't ever forget that God is too wise to make a mistake. He loves us too much to do His wrong. And Romans 8:28 is still in the Bible. Amen. Amen. God knows, God cares, and God is able to help us. Amen. Just as a human father with that little child that's frightened, that human father will lower down his hand to let that child take hold of his hand. Let that child trust in daddy's strength. Let that child trust in daddy's wisdom. Let that child trust in daddy's guidance to walk that dark path and to keep them from danger. I'm telling you, there's a God in heaven when we find ourselves affrighted. Amen. When we find ourselves assaulted by the devil and his cronies, there's a God in heaven that'll let down his hand to his child. Hallelujah. And let us rest on his strength and trust in his wisdom. Amen. And follow his guidance through this dark path we're walking. There's a resource available. Amen. There's a resource that we can rely upon. Amen. Amen. There's promises of God all through the Bible. Hebrews 13:5. Let your conversation be without covetous. Be content with such things as you have, for He hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Amen. Amen. I heard the story of this little boy. Laying in the bed, you know, and I've been there. You may have too, probably have. I remember as a child laying in the bed, especially maybe spending the night with my grandparents. And looks good when the lights is on, but when the lights go out, you know there's somebody hiding in that closet. You know it. And they know exactly, they can't see in the dark. Well, you can't see in the dark, but you think they can. And they're going to know exactly when you go to sleep, and they're going to scare the life out of you. This little boy laying there, and he heard that. He thought he heard something. And he hollers for his mama. His mama comes, and she says, what is it? He said, I think there's something in the closet. And she said, there ain't nothing in the closet. You forget that. And so A little bit later, he calls for his mom again. She comes back. What? He said, I'm afraid there's something in the closet. She said, there ain't nothing in the closet. Said, just go to sleep. She said, remember, after two or three times, she said, remember this, the Lord is with you. When you find yourself afraid, just remember, the Lord's with you. And so the little boy said, okay. So he starts to go off to sleep, and he thinks he hears something. And he says, Lord, if you're here, would you go check in the closet for me? Well, here's the, and that's a little funny thing, but the truth is, in our time of trouble, He's near. In our time of trouble, He's not forsaken us. We may be out on the battlefield, but we're not alone if we're trusting in Him. Amen. He's ever present help. Amen. Ever present. Matthew 28, verse 18 through 20. I'm going to just read a portion of it instead of reading it all, but I'll read it this way. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and earth. Verse 20, last part. And lo, I am with you even to the end of the world. Amen. He's got the power. We don't have to be afraid of Him. We don't have to be afraid of the devil. Amen. We don't have to be afraid of life, because our Lord has the power. Joshua chapter 1 and verse number 5. God said this, there shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Amen. Likening back to what Hebrews said, I will not leave thee nor forsake thee. God's able to help His child. Amen. There's a resource we can rely on. Amen. Jeremiah 33:3. Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Amen. Turn back to Isaiah chapter 40. There's a great verse there, but I want to read down to it. Isaiah chapter 40, and I'm about to close. There's a required recognition. We don't have the ability in ourselves to face the devil, nor even to face life. But there's also a resource we can rely on, and that is the fact that the Lord is there and the Lord's strength is available. Isaiah chapter number 40 and verse number 28. I'll read down through the end of the chapter, this last paragraph. He said, hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. There is no searching of His understanding. He giveth power to the faint. And to them that have no might, He increaseth strength. Even the youth shall fail and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. Amen. I say to the child of God, don't let the devil cause you to despair. Amen. Don't let the devil cause you to doubt God. Amen. Our God is able and our God is available. He's a very present help, as I said, in time of need. Amen. Don't let your fleshly weaknesses cause you to give up. Amen. Cause you to fold up and quit. I'll tell you what y'all do. Recognize your fleshly weaknesses. And recognize I'm going to have to seek God. If I'm going to stand, I'm going to have some strength to enable me to stand. And I'm going to have to call on the Lord. Amen. Now here's what our duty is in this. That's really the point of the message. What should we do? Well, we ought to strive to walk every day in the power of God. We can't afford to go one day without God's power. The very day you go, walk down the trail, there'll be a trap laid for you that day. The devil will make sure of it. Amen. You can't afford not to pray. You can't afford not to read your Bible. You can't afford not to seek after God. Amen. We need that every single day of our life. Why? Because we're on a battlefield. Amen. It's a battlefield, brother, not a recreation room. Amen. That's what the song said. Amen. We're going to have to stand for the Lord. Get your Bible and it'll help you. Look at how God stood up for Abel. Look at how God stood up for Noah. Look at how God stood up for Abraham and Sarah. Look at how God stood up for Isaac and Jacob. Look at how God stood up for Elijah. Look at how God stood up for David. Look at how God stood up for the men, men and women of the Bible. Even little children. Look at how God stood up for the widows. Amen. How God stood up for the fatherless. How God stood up for those that had no strength. Let that be some smooth stones you'll keep in your pouch. Get ready to hurl at the devil the next time you step out on the battlefield. Don't go out on the battlefield unarmed. Amen. Trust God and know that you can call on Him in your time of trouble. Hebrews chapter number 4, verse 16 said, "Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need." Amen. Let me ask this morning, are you distraught? Do you need comfort from God? Do you need to come pray? Let's stand all over the house as they come with a song. Do you need strength from the Lord this morning? Do you need help? Now, more than likely, if you think you don't, you really do. If you know you do, and you feel like the devil has attacked, or you feel like life is just overwhelming, run to Jesus. Reach up to God's almighty hand. Amen. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Call on the Lord in prayer. Get you some promises to stand on and believe God and claim the promises of God. You can do that. Heavenly Father, thank you for the Word of God that's encouraged me, reminded me of my weakness, but encouraged me and reminded me of the strength that is available. That even though the world is bad out there, as they say, there's a God in heaven, but there's also a God very present that can help us in our time of trouble. Lord, I pray help those that need you to call on you today. Help those that don't recognize their need to recognize it. We'll thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to sing as we do. Do you need to call on the Lord? If so, would you do so?